Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Valerie Dalingfloor.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I had a girl, I talked to a woman last night. Her name is Abigail, and she had called this morning, but I was still asleep. My phone was off. So I'm
going
to set up because I was out in public and I couldn't give my information.
Gotcha. So that's understandable.
She said that you're coming to Kingston and at the end of July, beginning, so I should have service by August 1st.
Correct.
So that's when you're coming to my street.
Absolutely. I can definitely take a look at that. Let's go ahead and get started. I know you didn't provide all of your information, so let's go ahead and start off with a good callback number in the event that we do get disconnected, please.
Oh, 845-389-9914.
Okay. And your service address, please.
295. I'm going to spell it. It's one word. FOXHALL. Fox Hall Avenue.
Perfect.
Kingston, New York, 12401.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and get that in.
Now, when you spell foxhole, there's only one capital, the F.
Correct,
the
yes.
Okay. Just the F, not the H.
No worries.
Where are you located?
So we're all actually local to the area. We're headquartered in Kingston.
But the lady that called me, she called me from Alabama.
Oh.
Mobile, Alabama.
It's possible that our number may show up as that because we have an 855 number. So it's possible that it may show a different location. I do apologize for that. But our headquarters are here in Kingston.
Oh, okay.
And just to confirm, this is a home, correct?
Yes, ma'am. It's a home.
Okay. Well, because we also... Absolutely. I just check just because we do also offer business. That's why.
No, my husband retired from
business. No worries. And you were interested in the 1 gig, is that correct?
The 1 gig was the, she had,
auto pay and paperless billing?
It was $7.98 for something bandwidth or something.
So what we offer is it's $79.99 a month, but if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account, you get $10 off, so that it's $69.99 a month.
Yeah, but the lady was offering me extra bandwidth or something for $7.98.
Oh, it was a Wi-Fi extender for $7.99 a month. Okay. And you were looking for one, is that correct?
The 1 gig is only, it's only me and my husband. I told her the only time it's more, it's when my son comes, and he only comes maybe once a week, you know,
okay.
But she said we won't be more than 10 items, so she said 1 gig would be plenty.
Yes, absolutely. And you stated that you wanted one Wi-Fi extender, correct?
Yes, because we have a basement, and we have the attic floor, then the kitchen, living room, and then the basement. So.
Of course. Perfect. All right, great. So that way it'll give you a whole home coverage and no worries. Were you interested in the landline phone service?
Oh, no, we don't have phones.
Okay.
We just have cell.
Perfect. All right. I just figure I check.
Yeah, we just got rid of our phones a long time ago. We don't have to worry about that.
Absolutely. And do you rent or own the property, please?
The bank owns it. We pay the bank.
Okay, so it's a mortgage, so you technically own it. All right. And is your billing address? Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I only say I own it when I don't have to pay a mortgage anymore. That's what I own it.
Yeah, that's understandable. But if you are technically the property owner, then at that point it's own.
I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Because otherwise we would need the property owner's information if you were renting. So that's the difference between the two. Because of
Okay.
the digging that we do a small trench to lay that cable down so it gets dug into the yard. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. And
Mm-hmm.
now, Valerie, how do I spell your last name, please?
Okay, it's B as in boy, a capital, A as in apple, I as in ice, L as in like, E as in egg, Y as in yes, hyphen, capital M as in Mary, lowercase c as in cat, capital C as in cool, and L as in lamb, U as in umbrella, and R as in rose, and E as in egg.
Okay, so Bailey McClure.
Right, it's hyphenated. That's my legal name.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much for that. And what is the best email address for you? That way you can log into the online portal whenever you need. If you need to downgrade or upgrade services, you'd be able to do that from our website.
Oh, it's my name, just the V. Bailey, take out the hyphen, McClure at yahoo.com, all lowercase.
Perfect. So it's just V. Bailey McClure at Yahoo.
At yahoo.com.
Perfect. And the primary phone number you want on the account, is that the number that you provided me today?
Yes, that's the only number.
Okay. And how may we contact you, especially for the appointments and confirmations? Do you want us to call you by phone, send you an email, or did you want to sign up
So
for text messaging? Text?
send me a text because I work at a school, so I'll be working. My husband might be home, but he might not. So I'm going to leave work at 2:30, and the man, it only takes me 15 minutes to get here. And the lady said the man would be here at 3:00. So
Okay.
I can't come earlier because there's no be nobody here. You know, my husband might be here and might not. But I said 3:00, I told her, because I can't leave work past, you know. Really, I
Absolutely.
can leave my work. It's 2:30 because I work at a school.
No worries. And so did she already set up the appointment for you?
She was doing everything, but I couldn't give her the information, you
Okay.
know.
No worries. That's perfectly understandable.
I mean,
All right.
if you put my information in there, maybe you'll see, maybe she left everything in there and put it on hold. I'm not sure. I just don't want to lose my appointment date.
Of course, and that's understandable. Okay. So we'll continue with this. And just so that you are aware, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information, such as your install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be receiving. Oof, excuse me. You can confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not be sending you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
Perfect. I do appreciate that. Okay. And so I
What's the
take it that.
message rate? What's the message rate? I have
So,
unlimited.
yeah, so it varies by your cell phone carrier. Typically, when you have the unlimited, it doesn't usually affect you. It's for those who like pay by the minute or pay by the text.
Oh, okay.
Typically,
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah, that we always have to have that just in case because every cell phone carrier varies and we don't know what plan you have.
Oh, okay. I got you now. I understand.
Yeah. So it's just part of our disclosure. As also as a part of our order process, I'm assuming this is where you were unable to provide your information because we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. It does not affect your credit score. It's a soft inquiry, not a hard inquiry. And we just need a few
Oh,
pieces of information.
okay. Well, hold on a second. He told me I just give you my banking and my checking. And you can, I'll do it that way.
Okay, so you wanted to do the $50 deposit to bypass the credit check?
Yeah. And then that, will that count towards my bill?
So it won't count towards your bill. It'll be in the system until if you decide to terminate services, it'll be applied towards the remainder of that final bill.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it won't be automatically on the next one. It'll just stay in the account to show that you do have a deposit, and it'll automatically take off of what your final bill is if you decide, hey, I'm moving and I can't bring the service with me, or if you decide that it's not for me, then at that point the 50 would apply to whatever remaining balance is still on the account.
What do most people get to?
So a lot actually do the credit check, just because if they don't want to pay that $50 deposit, all they have to do is just provide the social, and usually we just type in all the information that you already provided, and then it just lets us know, hey, there is going to be a deposit required in order for us to continue with setting up service, or it'll be like, oh, no deposit required, keep going, and then we can set up everything.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. Okay, I'll just give you my social.
Okay, give me one moment because I just got to get there. And just bear with me because I just have to put in your name. That way you don't have to spell it out for me twice. Makes it easier on you. Okay.
No, never mind. I'll just give you the $50.
Are you sure?
I'm getting older. Yeah, I'm getting older, and they tell us not to give out our social, so.
Okay, I mean, I can go ahead and do that as well, if you'd like.
I don't give it to the doctors or anything. No, I'm 64, so I don't, they tell us to be careful who give our social to. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. No worries, and that's understandable. We only use it very confidentially, just in that one instance. We don't take it down. We just type it right into that system, press the submit, and then that's when it gives us the okay. You don't need the deposit, or you do need the deposit at that point. So we don't hold on to that confidential information.
Okay, no, I'll just pay the extra.
Okay, no worries. And you did say that you wanted to set up auto pay and paperless billing, correct, with your account checking?
Yes, ma'am. I do. That's how I do my bills.
Okay, perfect. And I am ready for the routing number and the account number. I only need to type it in once.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to hold on a minute. I was
Oh, no worries. Take your time.
We were doing all the talk. Didn't get anything ready. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I just got to get a check.
Mm-hmm.
For you.
No worries.
And then I can, I have a check. Hold on, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh, absolutely. No worries. I'm not in any rush. You can take your time.
Oh, here it is. Okay, the routing number is 22197126 4. The account number is 15009844 5 7.
Okay, perfect. And it is your name on the account, correct?
Yes.
Is it hyphenated?
My on my account, let me see. I'll look at the check. I'm not sure if they... Let me see how the bank has me. Hold on.
Of course. Okay. No worries.
Yes, it is hyphenated.
And okay,
it
perfect.
It has Valerie C. Period Bailey McClure. So it's
okay.
Valerie C. Bailey hyphen McClure.
Okay, perfect.
I don't think it would acknowledge me otherwise. So.
No worries. I just wanted to make sure it was accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a checking account or is it a savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And do you authorize debit payment every month?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Your billing date.
Yeah, so typically it's around the time that your services start. Once you get the invoice, it usually auto pays around the same time as the invoice.
So she said the first of the month. Am I right? No?
Possibly, depending on when your appointment is, yes.
So she told me the first of the month.
Okay. We will definitely get down to that once we get the scheduling done, because I do know that at the moment it's possible that we may not be able to schedule it out just yet. So what will happen is we will definitely give you a call when it's the ability to schedule, or we'll leave a voicemail for you to call us back.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't get a hold of you, of course. Now, how did you hear about us at Archtop Fiber? Was it the construction in the area? Did you get like an advertisement?
My son told me. He saw your signs up that you were coming.
Perfect.
And he told me if you can. And then when he told me to look out. And then when I got the advertisement, then I called. He told me, call, Mommy, call.
Of course. Perfect.
So, because he doesn't live home anymore, but he told me to call.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was good. And they have great service. They like it.
Absolutely, and that's understandable.
Yes, we
are.
And they have their service already.
Yes, we've been doing a lot of construction. I'm trying to get the service out to as many people as possible.
Oh, well, because the only person we have in Kingston is Spectrum, and they've been in a monopoly forever. So we're so blessed that you're coming.
Oh, absolutely. We like to give people an option. That's kind of what we're here for. We want to be able to provide fast service. And we've noticed that the area is just, even in Dutchess County, I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, well, they get better service. And Dutchess County, at least they had options. They had Verizon. They had a Spectrum. They had Optum over there. They got a variety over there. Here, we don't have a variety.
Yeah, unfortunately, in the northern part of Dutchess, it's only Optimum. So, yeah. No worries. But yeah, no, absolutely. So we're actually already in Rhinebeck. We're doing Rhinebeck and Red Hook as well at the moment that we're doing construction on, laying fiber down. So we're excited.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because, honey, let me tell you. And it's really good for me because I'm going to retire in January. So I'll be on a fixed budget. So having
oh, absolutely.
Is great.
And the best part about it. Yeah. Go for it.
Do they give senior discounts or no?
Not to my knowledge at the moment, we don't. But I do know that we also don't lock you into a contract like other companies do. So we are contract free. You get the price for 2 years, at which point it would just go back to the regular $79.99, which isn't too much of a difference. And I mean, of course, as times change, you know, prices can vary, but I mean, I really like knowing the fact that I'm going to pay a specific amount every month with no additional fees.
Yeah,
or taxes. Like it's all included. And we don't charge for the modem or router fees. We include that in our monthly price.
Oh, I pray that stays that way, because let me tell you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we provide really, really good modems and routers, and it's pretty amazing as to how much control a person in a household can have over their Wi-Fi system. It's great.
So let me tell you.
Oh, I completely understand. Yeah, it's there's like, for example, Optimum. They don't provide a lot of control over your own Wi-Fi, but with the HomePass app for the router, you can monitor all the devices that are on your Wi-Fi. You can also choose who gets access if they want their own special passcode, so that you're not giving out the main passcode all the time. It's great. There's a lot of options there. Now, is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like buried wires, septic tanks?
What do you say? Say it again.
Is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like buried wires, septic tanks, gas lines, things that we should be concerned about when it comes to placing the drop cable, which is the cable that connects from the street to your home?
All I know is that I live in the city of Kingston, and they always tell us to tell people to call that number to make sure you're not drilling where there's any gas or whatever. So I call the number, but you would have to call City Hall, and they would give you the number because I live right in the city of Kingston. So, but you have to call them because I live on the main strip, so the road that goes to the hospital. So I don't know, and I don't know, they don't have signs up all the time, where's gas, where is this? But I remember there was a
No
saying
worries. There's a
on
short
the
number
news, they
for
told
it. It's typically 811. If you're planning on digging, you call 811 to make sure to find out where the
Right,
lines are.
because last year if somebody didn't do that out in Clark, got hurt.
Oh my.
That's your, you can Google
Oh,
it. Well,
absolutely.
so I remember after somebody was coming to be careful. I can tell you that, tell you all.
Okay, absolutely. So I just put down that they should be sure to call 811 due to the type of property that you have is within the city and that you're unsure if there's any pipes or wires in the ground. I mean, we don't dig very deep. It's typically like 6 to 8 inches at most. So it's not very, very deep. Usually those pipes or like the gas lines, those are usually pretty deep, but always be sure to be safe. It's rather to be safe than sorry, you know?
Oh,
Did you
yeah.
have any questions or comments for the techs?
What do you mean, kind of questions?
Did you have any questions or comments for the techs? Like the technical people who will come out and do the install?
Will they have badges?
They should, absolutely. They would definitely have identification. And they
Okay.
would come in an
Well, I don't know.
archtop fiber truck as well as their uniform.
I don't know what kind of questions I have.
Like if you had technical questions, such as, hey, I want my modem in the living room, but I want my router in the dining room, for example.
No, I like everything in the living room where my, if they can put it where my modem and router is right now, I would appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I have one corner of my living room, my little office, and I have the modem and router on the side. I don't know how big they are. I hope it's not bigger than my front. Are the
Absolutely, no
modem and
worries.
router big? How big is
No,
the modem and
they're not
router?
very big. They're not that big.
Okay.
They're average size.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So I put down, please place equipment where the current modem and router are at that point. That way they're
Okay.
aware that you already know where you want the router, where you want the modem. Okay.
Okay.
And awesome. So everything was put into the system. What will happen is we will give you a call as soon as scheduling is available because we want to make sure that those. What was that?
She did give me a date already.
Yes, so that's the time, that's around the time that services will be available. So it's not a set appointment yet.
Oh.
We will call you to verify, hey, what is the best day for you? And we will go by that. And we
Oh,
have
okay,
four
fine.
time slots. We have 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. At that point, we'll be able to figure out, based on what's going on with your schedule, how we incorporate that to make everything go smoothly.
Oh, I told her for the summer it has to be 3 because we can't
Oh,
take off
absolutely.
any time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we definitely have that down, and we will definitely keep that in mind that 3 p.m. is the best time for you, but we will verify which day is also best for you. Okay.
Okay. Well, any day is good for me.
Yeah, they're still working on the construction and laying down those fibers, so they don't want to make a set appointment in case something delays in the construction portion.
Okay.
Okay.
I have no cable.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I have no cable or internet so bad.
Oh no, I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, as soon as we can get out to you, we will absolutely do that. You will definitely hear from one of us here at the Archtop Fiber team, and we will get you set up as soon as possible.
We never had this problem before, but because we don't use their modem and router, we have I have my own private modem and router, but I have no internet. My son's gonna come look to see if he can get it, but my husband and I will have none.
Absolutely. Now, if you do choose to use your own equipment, the only issue with that is we would not be able to troubleshoot if something goes wrong. So I definitely advise at least sticking with the one that's already
No,
included with the price.
I'll use yours since it's already
Oh,
included in the price.
perfect. Yeah, it's already
No.
included, and at that point, you know, if anything does go wrong, we're able to troubleshoot it on our end with the back end systems here. We'll be able to see how much speed is going through and fix whatever may be going on at that point.
Oh yeah, no, I want that because
Absolutely.
that's why I have no internet now because my modem and router, and I'm not buying another modem and router.
And I don't blame you there at all. They can get pretty expensive. I remember a while ago I had my own, and it was like $400 or $500 for the type that I needed. It was pretty expensive.
I'm not paying that.
No worries.
So,
But in that case, is there
if the
anything else that I
company,
can? Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, no, because the company that owns the router, they wanted me to pay $290 so that I could have service. I
Wow.
said, I don't have money for that
Yeah, I don't
because my
blame you
husband
there.
figured it out. My husband and I didn't fi we figured it out. $290 to them plus the one plus the amount of our cable bill now, which went up, it's $155. And then to pay the 50 for you, and then to pay your bill, which would be, 70 something. That's almost $600 we don't have.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just better to,
So I
you know,
told him,
save money where you can at that point.
I told him we just go without, and we'll have to use our cell phones. That's all. Well, we'll have
Well,
our
at least you're
phones,
in
and
a
that's.
good cell service area.
Oh yeah. Well, I have Spectrum for mine, and he has Straight Talk for his.
Yeah, see,
But
I have Verizon for mine, but in Rhinebeck, I get absolutely no signal when I'm driving through there. I live in a dead zone, so I kind of rely on the internet.
oh, I'm sorry.
But once I'm in Kingston, I have full service and I'm always happy.
No, that's good. That's good. Last night I found out that on my phone I can get TV, so I get TV through V, free, you know, that app.
Oh,
free.
Yeah.
So I'm on my phone. So I can still get my TV on my phone.
But that's awesome.
I can't have internet. I can't. All my internet comes to my phone right now because I can't have any internet in the house. But I can,
yeah.
We can watch. I have tons of movies. We can watch movies because I'm not paying. But once my son comes and looks at it, he thinks he can fix it. But if he can't fix it, I'm calling cable and then telling him to just turn me off. And because I'm not paying for nothing.
No, absolutely, and that's understandable. But, I mean, at least, you know, once we do get you connected on our end, you'll have fast fiber internet, and it'll be so much faster because typical cable companies, if you're getting 1 gig download speed, they usually only provide 35 megabytes per second upload speed. You're going to get 1 gig down, 1 gig up at the same time, and that's really, I mean, it's a lot better than what I've had in the past.
Right. We also get a lot of buffering.
Yeah, you would be buffer-free at that point when it comes to us. You will have plenty of space. You'll have plenty of bandwidth. You won't experience any buffering. And, you know, you'll be able to just enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Because
I always hated
know.
when I would see that big red circle on the Netflix screen that would just, like, buffer with the percentage. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
It was not fun.
So your area got first before us. You live in Red Hook.
No, actually. So Kingston got first. I don't live in Red Hook. I just live in Northern Dutchess. But we... Sorry, keep going.
If Kingston got first, how come I don't got it?
Well, that's because it takes time. Kingston is a very large city, so it takes time for us to dig up the construction areas, those little trenches. So we have to cut through not only just ground, but we also have all of the permits. It takes a little while for us to keep going down every street, making sure the fiber is properly spliced. We want to make sure that the cables have absolutely no issues. And we set up those little junction boxes as well. So it does take some time. But we have multiple areas that are getting set up all at once. And right now we're looking at having full coverage, hopefully for Kingston by early next year, as in like an entirety. And then we're also looking at end of the year to early next year for Rhinebeck, Red Hook, those areas as well. And we're already halfway through Socrates at the moment.
Oh, I know a lot of people out there be happy.
Oh, absolutely.
I know this whole county will be happy. We have another provider other than Spectrum.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And plus, we also have, we've been working with the mayor's office. There's been tons of community events. You know, we have a lot of permits that have been worked on and still working on those and still trying to get the service out as quickly as possible to a lot of the residents who may want it. We're just working as hard as we can.
Well, I'll be telling people at work when I go back to work. We got
oh, absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely, and that would be great. You know, because then they have an option other than, you know, I've heard a lot of horror stories so with other companies. So, I mean, if they feel like they're not satisfied with their current, they can definitely, you know, get more information either by going on our website, archtopfiber.com, or they can also call us and we'll be more than happy to explain to them what we offer, what we provide, and see if it's the right fit for them.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be telling my church family. I'll be telling them.
I do appreciate it, Valerie.
Oh, no, honey. I appreciate it. Because you said even after, you know, my son said it would be good for us, so.
Oh, absolutely. Does your son also have us? Is that why he was recommending it?
He lives in another county.
Oh, okay.
He lives in Ravenna.
Oh, I'm familiar with Ravenna. Yeah.
Are you off that way yet?
But we are heading up that direction. We're looking to expand out to Catskill and Hudson as well. So we're looking to make our way out there as well as soon as possible.
All right. Well, I'll be telling him that y'all be coming out that way so he can look out for y'all.
Absolutely.
Because he's
got Mid-Hudson.
I think, I don't know who he has. He has some cable company out there.
Yeah.
Whatever out he has.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're looking to go out to the areas that don't have the fiber options already. So that way, you know, it's not necessarily more of a monopoly, but it's we're providing options that are faster than cable. So that's our goal, is trying to get the more up-to-date technology and ability to provide faster, you know, more, what's the word I'm looking for? It's more of futuristic, I guess, in a sense, but also updated, because I know when I lived in Greene County, I had dial-up almost. And this was back in 2011 when cable was already a thing. So I'm very, very familiar with the hardships of being out in the middle of nowhere. For example, like Wyndham Hunter, we didn't have any cable availability out there. Mid-Hudson wasn't out there yet either. So I'm pretty familiar with a lot of things, but I'm just glad that here at Archtop Fiber, we're able to provide more options to you and to others that are in the area, and we're looking forward to it. I think it will help bring communities together too.
Oh yeah, I'm so grateful.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Valerie, you're all set up for your services. The only thing that will be needed in the future will be for us to contact you to set up the final appointment to set up and install your services. But other than that, did you have any other questions for me today?
You're going to take out the 50 today so I can just put it in my checkbook, right?
I believe so. I will definitely keep an eye on that. But typically, they do the 50 either before the services begin or at the time services begin.
Okay, so I'll just leave this. I'll make sure that...
Correct, and I can put down a note just to see. But I would just keep an eye on your account. Once it does come out of your account, you can definitely write that down.
Mm-hmm. So you only take it once, right?
Correct. We only take it once. Okay. The only recurring charges would be the monthly charges, which in this case, since we set up paperless billing and auto pay through your checking account, it would be $69.99 every month.
No, plus the $7.98.
Oh, yes, plus the $7.99. Correct. You are correct. I did forget about the Wi-Fi extender. My fault.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on, let me see how much it was. You said my bill would be $69.99. Oh wait, nothing worked. $69.99. How much is the extender? What do you call it?
It's $7.99 a month, so it'd be $77.98.
$77.98. Okay, that's great. That's what my bill would be. Great. That'd
correct.
Be great.
Did you have any other questions for me today?
Oh, no, that'll be it. Thank you.
Oh, you are very, very welcome, Valerie.
But now, if by chance, which I'm praying, this all comes sooner, I will be notified, right?
Oh, absolutely. As soon as we are able to get you scheduled out, we will contact you. We get the updates from the construction team to let us know, hey, these are all set. We're able to contact these customers. And at that point, we would contact you to set up that appointment.
Mm-hmm. Long as it's not at the end of August, because I go on vacation.
No. We're looking at the end of September. We're looking at the end of July.
Okay.
So early August would be the appointment time.
Okay, because I'll be in town, but my husband will be home. Like I said, he's in and out throughout the day. So.
Of course, and that's understandable. And of course, you'll have at least heads up before the appointment, at least a few days before then. At that point, you can also let your husband know, hey, are you able to be home for this time? And we'll take it from there. I mean, no worries.
Okay.
We'll make it as easy as possible for you.
I want to make sure I get a good, you know, I don't want to lose my...
No, of course. And of course, if you need to change or reschedule the appointment, we can always do that as well. So when it comes time, you want it as soon as possible. That's understandable.
My son said, "Mommy, get." He's already he's already been to this person's house. He sees the difference in the, he uses their Wi-Fi. He sees the difference, and he said, "Mom, get." So.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what we strive to provide is, you know, the best services possible that are at an affordable price.
Yeah, because my son is 25, going on, well, he'll be 26 in a couple of days. But
oh, well, happy birthday to him.
Oh, thank you. He knows in 22 days, and he knows. He said, "Mommy, if you can get, you won't be sorry. You and Daddy need this because you and Daddy, you know, you call me when the TV buffers and all this and that, so you don't have to do that."
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
But he's Ravina. He's not here, and we call him for help. And, you know.
Of course. I mean, it's a good 45-minute trip.
Yeah,
that's understandable.
Your generation is born with the tech. We weren't born with tech, so we don't know how to work this. You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I mean, I kind of grew up right when the internet was created, so I didn't quite grow up with the tech already as it is. I'm still learning a lot of things as tech evolves, but... It's a learning
mm-hmm.
process. I'm sure my kids know a lot more than I do at this point.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But yeah, no, absolutely. So we'll definitely give you a call as soon as we are able to schedule you. We'll verify that, hey, what's the best day for you? And we'll go from there. And you'll definitely hear from us soon as we are, you know, already in the beginning of July. So it shouldn't be much longer.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. And your name again?
CJ.
CJ, thank you so much.
Oh, you are very, very welcome, Valerie. I hope that you have a wonderful 4th and have
oh,
a lot
too.
Of... Oh, yeah. Thank
you.
Thank you. I really
thank
appreciate
so
it. Of course. Anytime.
No, really
thank
you. Really
of course. And that, I mean, that's what I'm here for. I'm just here to help.
Oh, and you've been helpful. Very helpful. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.